love you. Thank God for this opportunity that He gives us. Let me just say something about Mother's Day. You know, I was thinking about it because you can really get wrapped up in certain days. And the Scripture talks about that. Talks about not putting so much in a single day. And it's not as much of a help as you think it is to have a single day when God's Scripture talks about every day. Every day is a special day for moms. But it's amazing how some people, they'll only call, they'll only do something on this day. And that's not real good. It should be every day. That's what the Scripture teaches. We should recognize Him. It's like having an event for anything. And you put more focus and more energy on that one thing. You should do it every day. Every chance you get. Every opportunity given to you is precious. The times we have is precious time. It's fleeting. Do you know it's fleeting? It's going away. So we should cherish every moment we have. Every moment. So if you're here and you have moms that are up in age, cherish every moment. Every chance you get. Never take it for granted. And you can just ask the moms here that their moms have already died. Let me tell you, it's not an easy task. So you cherish that. And you never let go. Because I tell you, it's an important thing. So we should never just treat it as a single day. It's a day that we've it culminates. If that's something that really, to look at it that way, that should be good. But every day should be an opportunity that we take. And it's the same thing with the Lord. We should take every day. This is the day the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. And so tomorrow, should we face tomorrow, we should say it again. This is the day the Lord's made. I want to rejoice and be glad in it. Should be something that you take very much pride in, that you can worship the Lord every day. Amen? Well, we're going to continue where we left off last week, and we'll see how far we could go in this. There's a few things that I really want to touch on to bring some emphasis to today that I believe will help us understand the principles that God gives us and what He wants for our lives. So I want to take some time to do this. And I tell you, we have definitely been given opportunity after opportunity to go through the Word of God and see these wonderful things that He's put out for us to look at. Very, very valuable and important. Now, we stopped right here. I'm going to read it again because I want to talk about these values when dealing with the kingdom of God. Now, I want you to understand something about the kingdom of God that is troubling to me. Not everyone goes. Not everyone makes it to the kingdom. And that's troubling. And you have to ask yourself today, am I that person that won't make it in the kingdom of God? Well, I'm going to show you today how you can guarantee that you will make it. And you play very much a big role in what gives you the rights to say that. You do. So you're either going to include yourself in the kingdom of God or exclude yourself by your willingness to be obedient. If we obey and do what He asks us to do, are we going to do those things that He asks to do and be perfect every day? No, there's going to be imperfection. And let me tell you, God, there's one thing, we're not fooling God, and you're not surprising God. You don't think that He knows He's dealing with imperfection. He's dealing with that. But let me tell you what He proved. He took a person, called his only son, the man Christ Jesus, and with a sin nature, said, if you'll do everything I said, you'll have a divine character. How many remember that? We went over that not long ago. He said, you'll have divine character. Now, we strive for divine character because we all know that our character is tainted at best. We've done some things. We've said some things. We've acted and behaved in certain ways. That's hard to get out of our mind. We want to repent of that. We don't want...